It's Laura here from Kilkenny Library Service, and today I'm going to read you a story called A Garden for Tom by Una Levy, published by O'Brien Press. Hope you enjoy it. Tom's dad was a very busy farmer. Tom liked to help him with his work. There were cows to milk, calves to feed, hens and geese to look after. Sometimes Tom and his dad went down to the meadows. They looked at the fences to see which ones to fix. Sometimes they took cattle to the mart. Tom liked looking at all the animals. Baa, moo, what a lot of noise they made. When autumn came, Tom and Dad picked the potatoes. Dad dug and Tom picked. Soon there were a sack full. The cold wind whistled and reddened their noses. In winter, they went to the woods. Some trees had fallen in a storm. Dad chopped timber for firewood, and Tim picked up the twigs. Their breath came in, little white clouds. In spring, there was the ploughing. Tom sat on the fence. Flocks of birds came wheeling down for worms. He clapped his hands, and whirr, 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 away they went. But summer was best of all. Whenever there was time, Dad loved working in the garden. There were millions of flowers, tall ones, small ones, white and pink and purple ones. Flowers blue as the sea and yellow as the sun. Oh, Dad, said Tom one day, I wish I had a garden of my own. Dad looked at him. A garden is hard work, Tom, he said. You have to mind it all year round. Please let me have one, said Tom. So the next day, Tom and Dad went to the garden centre. Tom had never seen such a place. There were gardening tools and watering cans. There were plants in pots and boxes of seeds. Dad bought a yellow trowel and a small red watering can. He bought packets of seeds with pictures on the front, flowers blue as the sea and yellow as the sun. Now, said Dad, when they got home, here's all you need to start your own garden. He showed Tom so many things. How to dig the soil, plant the seeds and cover them snugly up. Tom planted his seeds and pressed the earth softly over them. That night, when Tom looked out, the moon was shining. It shone on Dick the cat and Scrap the dog and on the hen house roof. It shone on the dark patch that was Tom's new garden. He could not wait for morning. But next morning there was nothing to be seen. Tom could not believe it. He dug up the seeds to look, but nothing had grown. Every morning he had a look, and every morning the seeds looked just the same. Tom was fed up. My seeds are not growing, Daddy, said Tom one day. Every morning I dig them up to look, but they're not growing. Oh, Tom, Dad said, you mustn't dig them up. Seeds have to grow by themselves. So Tom let them grow all by themselves. But his troubles were not over yet. When Dick the cat went bird hunting, he always chose Tom's garden. When Scrap the dog had bones to bury, it was her favourite place. Some hungry hens came looking for worms. Get out! Yelled Tom as he raced across to chase them away. He was so angry that he didn't see the rake. Splat! He crashed across it and scraped his hands and face. Dad batted the cuts. That was enough for Tom. His garden had caused nothing but trouble, and he would not go to look at it again. Days came and went. Summer was almost gone. Tom forgot about his garden. And then it was Dad's birthday. What could Tom give him? He thought and thought. Dick the cat snoozed in the sun. Scrap the dog panted in the heat. And what about the hens? As usual, they were in Tom's garden looking for worms. Tom yelled, "Get out!" as he raced across to chase them. Suddenly he stopped. He had a great idea. At tea time, Dad got lots of carrots and presents. Then Tom came in with a special bunch of flowers. Happy birthday, Dad, he said. They're from my own garden. Well done, Dad said. You did a great job. They're as blue as the sea and as yellow as the sun. That night, when Tom looked out, the moon was shining. It shone on Dick the cat and Scrap the dog and on the hen house roof. It shone on a million flowers in Tom's own garden. Thanks for growing, he whispered, and then he went to sleep. The end. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye, everybody.